The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
A man is shot and killed in North St. Louis overnight. The search this morning for a killer.
13 years ago, the Good Friday tornado tore through the bi-state region. We break down just how powerful it was. Take a look back at its path of destruction.
The Jewish holiday of Passover begins today at sundown. How the escalating Israel-Hamas war is impacting this year's celebrations.
Taylor Swift fans are tortured no more after the release of her newest album, the record-breaking weekend for the Tortured Poets Department.
Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, April 22nd. You're watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Firstborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Good morning to all of you. Thank you so much for waking up with us and joining us live. Look here from our roof camera. This is in Maryland Heights, and we're going to get a check of the forecast. Meteorologist Jamie Travers in this morning. She's on the Lakeside Renovation and Design weather deck with how our day will shape up. Hey, Jamie.
Yes, good morning. It's cold out here. So we have that frost advisory that is in place through 8 a.m. this morning. So we have a few more hours of that. But temperatures are low. We have dipped into the 30s. So that 41, that's more for Lambert. That's a little bit deceptive because some areas are around 30, 32, 33 degrees. So bundle up as you head out to the bus stop this morning. We'll have sunshine. The great news is that you'll be able to ditch some of those layers this afternoon. Still looking at plenty of sun and those forecast highs in the low 70s. We will start to see an increase in high cloud cover later this afternoon and then through the evening hours and into tonight ahead of some rain chances, which will show you that's what we're expecting for your Tuesday coming up in a few minutes.
All right, we're starting off the 6 a.m. hour accident-free around the region. Let's go ahead and talk about why you might be seeing some slowdown on 70 moving through Edmondson this morning. So from North Hanley all the way to 270, you're now dealing with drilling, milling, and resurfacing work. This is going to go late night into early morning for quite some time, going to be around until the end of June. So this paired with that closure we have from Lambert International 270 East, expect 70 to get heavy early a.m. Still, from your inner belt to 270, you're sitting around a 10-minute commute. Things leading up look good on 70 moving through the city.
A man is dead in North St. Louis, and this morning police are looking for a killer.
That's right. The Power of Two's Chris Fournier live downtown where he's been talking to police this morning. Chris, what are they saying?
Blair and John, good morning to both of you. I just checked in with police a short time ago. They tell me the investigation's still ongoing at this hour as authorities try to piece together all of the facts in this case. We are just outside of police headquarters here on Olive. Authorities tell me there were numerous shots fired at this murder scene. And we can show you some video from that scene. This all unfolding at Goodfellow and Wyndham in North City, just south of I-70. Police getting the call just before 8:45 last night. You can see in that video a dark color sedan with what appears to be bullet holes through the shattered back window. Authorities telling us a 53-year-old man was shot multiple times, including in his head inside of a car. Police investigators and an official from the medical examiner's office were both at the scene looking inside of another vehicle, this one a red truck. There were evidence markers inside the truck. Those markers tend to indicate things like shell casings found at various crime scenes. This morning, police have not been able to tell me just yet what specific vehicle the victim might have been in. We do know the 53-year-old man died at that scene, and homicide detectives have been called in on this case. Police say this morning there are no suspects yet in this killing. It is unclear right now what may have led to the violence. At this point, police have not released the name of the victim, only his age, again, 53 years old. If you have any information, you are encouraged to call police. For now, live downtown, I'm Chris Fournier.
Thank you so much, Chris. It is 6:03 right now. A 9-year-old boy is recovering this morning from serious injuries. This is after a hit-and-run driver hit him near a North City park. The Power of Two's Max Deeknight talked to a neighbor who saw the person responsible leaving that scene.
Police say that driver is in custody and the 9-year-old boy hurt in this case is now in critical but stable condition after what one neighbor is calling a chaotic, traumatizing scene Sunday in Baden. Police say it happened around 11 a.m. Sunday right in front of Hickey Park off North Broadway in Baden. They say a man headed north slammed into the back of a parked minivan, pinning a 9-year-old boy between the two cars.
I just heard a loud, like, boom, and I was like, what the hell was that?
Neighbor Nikki Tanner lives right across the street. She watched as the suspect got out of his car and ran off.
And actually seeing a guy get out and run and not actually stay on the scene, have no sympathy, that kind of blew my mind and I start crying.
Sunday's tragedy, a big concern for families that frequent this park.
I'm going to be on more high alert than I usually am now.
Mom of two, Darla Mansell, fears this reckless driving issue isn't going anywhere.
People just don't care. I've been here 4 years and I've seen so many accidents and drive-bys and hit and runs. It's unreal.
But others do feel there are some solutions.
You do not have a way for people to get from one side of the street to the other side of the street safely.
Charles Bryson with TrailNet says adding a crosswalk here, lowering the speed limit, and more stoplights and signs along North Broadway could make a big difference.
You need to have some quick-built solutions so people can feel safe crossing the street.
But for now, people here in Baden will have to cope with another avoidable tragedy.
Imagine taking your kids to the park every day and then something happened like that. They'll traumatize me. I won't probably want to never go to another park, you know. I'm just praying he okay, because I don't want to see no kid, you know, pass away like that. That's just not right.
And we are still waiting for the suspect's name in this case. Police say we should learn that information sometime Monday. For now, reporting in North St. Louis, Max Deeknight, Fox 2 News.
The Rockwood School District will have more police and safety officers at each of its high schools today. The district got a late night call from someone threatening to shoot up a Rockwood High School. The person did not name a specific school. The superintendent, Curtis King, sent out an email saying the district and county law enforcement have not matched this information with any Rockwood students. Authorities are still looking into where this call came from.
Transgender social media star Dylan Mulvaney will be in St. Louis today to talk with St. Louis University students today at the Jesuit University. The appearance comes about a year after Anheuser-Busch received backlash for their partnership with Mulvaney. Sales for Bud Light dropped after Mulvaney showed off a personalized can. Mulvaney was invited by St. Louis University's Great Issues Committee. The group's purpose is to provide programming to stimulate insightful, provocative debate on current issues. The event is only open to those with a valid SLU ID.
Well, the first African-American AEW World Champion is crowned in St. Louis, making wrestling history. Swerve Strickland beat Samoa Joe last night in the main event at Chaffetz Arena. Strickland stopped by our studio Friday. He talked about his love for St. Louis and the then St. Louis Rams. During the champion's celebration after the match, he said the Gateway City will always have a special place in his life. AEW owner Tony Khan says he would like to see another pay-per-view event here in the future.